This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday. As we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include a traffic stop on Blystein, driver warned for stop sign violation and turn signal violation. So once again, you run a stop sign, you see the cop lights behind you, and you still don't use your turn signal with a cop with his lights on behind you. So there you go. That's where you have to give a turn signal ticket, you'd think. But no, warning issued.
It's my pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
I get very upset when I have to use that turn signal.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure the cop asked you, how come you didn't use your turn signal when I was behind you trying to pull you over?
You knew where I was going to go.
Yeah, I didn't know. Oh, animal call other. Juby's Trailer Court. RP said a female just went to court for animal cruelty and now has four cats at her residence. So, rewarding herself for it, I guess. So.
I think I'll have me a cat.
Drug-related, Cody High School disposition, C case. So, that's all it says. Don't know what kind it is. Let's see, more traffic stops. Extra patrol request occurred in Cody. RP would like an extra patrol at this address for Thanksgiving. Assistance given. I'm giving thanks, but sometimes I'm a little violent when I'm giving thanks. Oh, don't know.
Somebody threatened my turkey.
We're Detroit Lion fans. We're going to need extra patrol. Oh, animal stray Blystein. RP has a dog in the backyard. Doesn't belong to him. Unknown breed disposition to animal shelter. So you look out in the backyard and there's a dog. You know, someone just put him over the fence, I guess. I don't know. Drug-related. Cedar Mountain Center found a few beads that appear to be from a capsule. Not sure what they are. Disposition. Assistance given. Usually you don't bring drugs into the Cedar Mountain Center. So you would think. So.
And beads are like tiny little, like what comes inside of a
capsule, yeah, I guess. So it could be anything. Yeah. So, theft. West Park Hospital, or Cody Regional Health, as some of us know. RP says that her purse was stolen from the above location. There has been a $35 charge used on one of the credit cards. Disposition, CK. So, stole the purse and quickly ran out and used one of the credit cards for $35.
Yeah, what can you get for $35? That's not exactly a high crime there.
Yeah. Traffic stop, Big Horn Avenue, driver cited for stop sign violation, illegal U-turn, warning for speed, and illegal window tint. Disposition, citation issued. So just about the whole thing. The cop had to get extra pen.
I ran out of ink.
So civil standby, Blystein. I would like to speak to an officer about getting the rest of his belongings from the above residence. Disposition, unable to assist. The things that I picked up after she threw them out on the lawn, I want to go in and get the rest of my stuff.
And I wonder what kind of shape that's in.
Yeah, it's probably not in great shape.
Yeah, can you help me with this pile of burning debris?
Yeah, this Xbox with a hammer in it. Can you... let's see, fraud-related, Wyoming Avenue. RP states his son lives with a grandmother and has been using her credit cards. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin, because, you know, he deserves that. So,
speaking of Xboxes.
Yeah. Nuisance complaint, Metal Arc Court. RP says that her neighbor is dumping leaves in her yard, which he claims are coming from her trees. Disposition. Assistance given. Trees are brought in, Russ.
Well, and I'm like one of the few people on my street that have a fenced yard.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff ends up in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And you better have, like, video of them dumping a container over the fence because leaves will just blow in.
Yeah, I think I have leaves in my yard from Livingston, Montana. So,
well, at least from Clark.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal call other. Ed Millstone, third party, reporting small chihuahua in a white Escalade.
A well-to-do chihuahua.
Seems to be cold disposition. Unfounded. So,
well, this is Wyoming. They're always cold.
Well, yeah, a chihuahua will shiver when it's 80 degrees out.
Exactly.
And this one's in an Escalade and doesn't have a sweater on, Russ. So.
Oh, get your little dog a sweater. Come on.
You can afford an Escalade.
Yeah, exactly. Surprised it's not wearing designer duds.
Let's see. Disturbance, Sheridan Avenue. RP says that her upstairs neighbors have been fighting for the last 45 minutes, and she heard them yell, "Pull the F trigger." Disposition assistance given.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that may have been a cuss word, and Monty's saving me from looking at it. Thank you, Monty.
Better be careful of Scott's sensitive eyes.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'm going to move on. So,
want some suggestions? I could come up with a couple.
Let's see. Traffic stop on Robert Street. Driver warning for failure to dim headlights and then an illegal U-turn. Disposition warning issued. So, again, you're doing it in front of a cop. And yeah, but I didn't want to have to drive around the block. So, yeah. Let's see. Property found, Juniper Wine and Spirits, debit card disposition, see case. So, yeah, you're so happy to get your wine and spirits, Russ, you just leave everything there. You just run out. I'm waiting for you to give me my card back. I'm missing out on drinking time.
A little bit of a hurry there.
Yeah. Drug-related, Crystal Cove Apartments. RP went to go pick up his son. Thinks his soon-to-be ex is on drugs. Disposition assistance given. That's always that always pops up, Russ. Soon-to-be ex. Yeah, I'm going to rat him out.
How can you tell?
Yeah. So, let's see, crashing, animal noisy, miscellaneous assistance, Sierra Treating Post, call center, Vector Security, requesting a welfare check on the business as they have not received an arming signal from the business. They're requesting a drive-by to make sure everything is okay. Disposition, assistance given. They really look out for their stuff there. Where's my arming signal? But we trust you. So, it's the civil standby for tomorrow at noon. The other half is aware and willing. That doesn't happen very often.
Eager to get rid of this stuff.
Let's see. Welfare check. Walmart. Older male, mid-60s. They're sleeping in a light brown pickup. RP gave subject some money for food. Disposition, nothing found. So they got a pickup truck, but wanted food, I guess.
And now they have liquor.
Yeah. And then welfare check, Walmart, parked in front, down from the officer. Reserve parking is a man sleeping in his vehicle. So everyone's sleeping at Walmart. I'm guessing they're waiting for somebody inside and waited too long. So,
Well, maybe I'll take a nap there, and maybe somebody will walk by and leave me some money.
Disturbance, Irma Hotel, 3 female, 1 male. Male threw a beer bottle in the bar. 1 female cursing at the waitress. Younger female wearing a fur coat, white and black, blue knit cap. 60 to 70-year-old females wearing dark clothing, dark jacket and hat. Has 2 piercings on his lip. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. He sounds great.
They sound like a fun bunch.
This is occurring at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
The guy's chucking a beer bottle, and the other has the female screaming at the waitress. Yeah. So there you go.
Where's my beer?
Yeah.
He just threw it across the room.
Yeah, time to go. Harassment on 31st Street. RP feels like her therapist is harassing and manipulating her. But I got an appointment tomorrow.
She told me I should stop drinking and smoking. I feel harassed.
You're the one paying for it.
Oh, by the way, your time is up, and why are the police here?
Domestic, Juby's trailer court. Male threw a table at a female. Still in the house. Disposition, assistance Kevin. So I wonder what size this table was. Chuck it all the way across the room. So, and back we go to Juby's. So we were away from them for a while.
Juby's has come roaring right back.
Yeah. Then property loss last night. Son lost his cell phone. RP said the phone tracking shows it being at the location noted above. Apps have been changed on the phone. Disposition, assistance Kevin. Oh, no, my apps. So...
Got me right in the apps. Well, that's why you want to definitely set up security on your phone. It's a pain in the butt, but if it ever goes missing, hands off my apps.
Yeah, that's a stay away. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. We're on Thursday. Easy to manipulate Tim. Stop on by. Get whatever you want from him. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.